the Art of Chocolate has been tickling taste buds and raising money for a good cause for 6 years now, but this is the first year organizers will really be putting the art into the event. 34 local artists have contributed works to an online art auction, with proceeds benefiting Options for Better Living, an organization in southern Indiana dedicated to serving people with disabilities. The artwork will be displayed at the event, taking place at the IU Art Museum, alongside 8 local chefs presenting their chocolate creations. This event will truly live up to its title. Artist Dan Alexander has submitted some of his works to the Art of Chocolate event. One in particular is a small 6x9 charcoal of a bird on a perch.
I like to work small because it's portable. I can just yank it out of my bag and just start working on it wherever. You know, I could be on the bus. I could be at a coffee shop and just get right to work on it. And they usually take me about an hour and a half.
His connection to the Art of Chocolate goes deeper than just that of a contributing artist. He works as a direct support professional at Options for Better Living. He'll also be making a live appearance at the event, where he'll be creating a work of art using chocolate.
Right now we're just kind of watching, paint be made, not paint dry, but more like paint be made, because we're trying to get the temperature up. Yeah, I think we're ready. If you're ready, I'm ready.
So what are you doing?
This is just white chocolate that we're going to now tint. What color do you want to use?
It's a trial and error process, creating paintable chocolate that's the right color and consistency. Alexander and fellow artist Kurt Larson are using dark chocolate and white chocolate as their base.
The morsels are put in and then melted down, and we add the milk to kind of get that good consistency. And we also have some special dyes that we add to add the color to the chocolate in order to get the different shades and colors that we need. Okay, let's see if we can put some of this on canvas. Right now, it's kind of got like a caramel consistency. So, Kurt, could we thin this a little bit with some more milk?
Yeah, I think it needs to be thinned.
Yeah, see that? That's kind of what we're looking for. See, not so much of a clump, but more of like a nice even application.
So could this painting be edible?
I wouldn't eat it, especially after the dyes. I think before that, really?
It is.
Wow.
Ooh. Use it for cakes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. But that's just me. I'm always very weird about the mediums I use for art. I would never eat anything. I would hope. No one would. Goodness.
The idea of eating your artistic materials isn't all that crazy of an idea to another contributor to the Art of Chocolate.
When I go and select paint, or when I mix paint on the palette, I feel this visceral connection to paint. I almost feel I want to eat it. So to me, paint is like candy or like food.
Ana Vita is an artist and children's book illustrator. She also teaches in the Spanish department at Indiana University.
What I do really with my life is I teach and I paint. And I should also say that teaching, especially teaching literature, really feeds into my painting. I honestly think it's a wonderful combination of professions.
The work she submitted to the Art of Chocolate is called Evolution. Like much of her work, it's full of vibrant colors and textures.
It shows the evolution from kind of an amphibian creature on the left side of the painting to a toy horse on the right. It's whimsical. I almost want people to be able to touch the painting. I know you're not supposed to do that, but you know, if people want to touch, I think that's great, because it's a very tactile experience to look at art.
She's excited for folks to view not only the works contributed by this community of local artists, but also the extensive collections on display at the IU Art Museum. But she adds that this event means so much more than just seeing art and eating chocolate.
I hope that a lot of people come to this event and support Options particularly. And really, it's a place to connect between especially the community and the university. I always think any event that brings the two communities together should be supported.
View works by Ana Vita, Dan Alexander, and 32 other local artists at the Art of Chocolate event, taking place this Sunday, January 30th at 5:30 p.m. at the IU Art Museum. Find out more, including how to bid for the artwork online now, on our website, wfiu.org/arts.
They say everything can be replaced. They say
distance is not near.